Chaplain been joined here today by Brayton. Kemper Catholic at night. He is now going to be heading over to play football for the Hawkeyes at the University of Iowa in Iowa City. Brayton, appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on the new decision.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
You bet. You were already heading to a great program in Iowa Western, and I bring that up only because you said it was very difficult to kind of, you know, change your mind, and it took a few days even after Iowa reached out to you. But let's start with there. We interviewed you after you had announced that you were going to Iowa Western. I know Mason caught up with you, but Iowa reached out to you. Take me through how that process kind of played out and worked out.
Yeah, it was very random, very out of the blue. There was not much, like, something built up to it. I was at the Carroll versus Kemper soccer game, just watching watching, and I just got a random phone text message on my phone from a person saying they were an Iowa coach, and I was like, okay, that's kind of random, because right now it's very late in the recruiting process. There's a lot of D1s have their rosters full, and they're already starting up camp in June. But I took a chance on it. I texted him back, and then next thing you know, a couple of minutes later, I got a call from Coach Seth Wallace, the linebackers coach, and he kind of just walked me through their situation in Iowa and how it went and how they had three open spots in their roster after spring camp, and they evaluated, and their three big needs were D-line, linebacker, and skills, and they were looking to fill those, and they thought I'd be a great fit for their linebacker position, as that was one of their top needs. And then just from there, we kept talking the next few days, and then that's how it kind of went down.
So did you feel like after you made the announcement with Iowa Western that the recruiting was done for you, or did you still have other programs besides Iowa there that was able to get you to switch that were still reaching out?
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of small schools that would still text me, but nothing too big because, as I said, right now it's very late in the recruiting process. Not a lot of schools are really looking at my class of 2026 because a lot of my class is already committed, already at that school and stuff like that. So I wasn't getting crazy blown up with messages. A lot of small D2, D3 schools were texting me, but that was about it.
Talk about that linebacker position then at Iowa. They've got a history of putting great linebackers out onto the field. You were our defensive player of the year and had a great year at Kemper, and were an outstanding linebacker for them. So talk about the transition from going to playing, you know, 2A high school football to playing, you know, linebacker at the University of Iowa, and how that fits you.
Yeah, that was a big factor in me switching from Iowa Western to Iowa, because as everyone knows, Iowa's mainly known for their defense. Every year, year and out, they're known for their strong defense. They have a great staff over there. They have a great at developing their players, working the way up from their freshman year all the way to their senior year. And I just felt like that was a great fit for me to just, you know, start at Iowa rather than go to Iowa Western and then maybe go one or two years later and kind of start then when I could have just started right away and worked my way up.
What linebacker positions are they looking for you at? I'm assuming outside with your athleticism and that speed that you have, or do they feel like they can bulk you up enough to be that run stopper in the middle at some point?
Yeah, I asked them that question, and they said Iowa, they don't really have a set depth chart. When you're a linebacker, there's three open spots. There's a middle linebacker and two outsides. They practice you to know all three. So when your time comes, if you have to go to middle backer, you play middle backer. If you play outside, you play outside. So they don't really have a set depth chart. They just train you to know all three. So when your time comes, you can play all threes. But mainly they did say they see me as playing their outside backer, maybe a little safety, nickel, stuff like that. But I'll be trained to play all three of the linebacker positions, and they do hope to put a lot of pounds on me. Not too much, like 20 pounds, give me the 225, so I can kind of get that fit for all three linebacker positions.
What's the mindset for you knowing I'm going to probably in a year be 20 to 25 pounds? It'll be muscle, but 20 to 25 pounds bigger than I am, to keep that flexibility and keep the athleticism you currently have.
Well, I'm excited for it. That's what I've done all through my high school. Every year in the offseason, my goal is to try to put on as much muscle as I can. And that's what I do. I got to thank Greg Custer a lot for that. Every offseason I can, I spend as much time with him weightlifting, and then outside of that lifting, I'm focused on my nutrition, protein shakes, stuff like that, and trying to put muscle on. So yeah, I'd be a big shout out to Greg Custer for that. He's really helped me since eighth grade.
So for you, I know
getting ready for that.
I know you're a student of the game, Brayton, so learning probably the differences between what Kemper did defensively and Iowa's going to ask you to do is probably not going to be a huge challenge for you. But when do you start that process, or have you already kind of done that, of looking at what you need to do and the style of defense that you're going to play there at Iowa?
Yeah, I have not started that yet. I would probably start that once I report June 8th. That's what I talked about with the coach. He said once I get there June 8th, we'll start our working out in the morning, conditioning, stuff like that, and then we'll start implementing the playbook and how kind of their linebackers work. So, yeah, probably once I report in June 8th.
You also mentioned as well that they may throw you in at some safety or rover a little bit. That seems to fit you as well. I'm assuming that you were pretty happy with having the abilities to be able to do that as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They said I'm a very versatile player and then very athletic. They can kind of throw me wherever they need to, and they feel like I can fit in a lot of different places in their defense.
Let's flip back over to the recruiting part of this. Once the conversation started with Iowa, you said it took you a few days because you really had a great relationship with the guys at Iowa Western. What was the deciding factor that made you say, okay, Iowa's where I'm going? And then what was it like to have to reach out to Coach Stroh and the guys at Iowa Western and say, hey, Iowa's given me an opportunity, and I'm going to take that opportunity?
Yeah, it was a very hard one. But the main factor that really kind of got me to flip was just realizing that I feel like it was the better fit for me by just starting out there and kind of working my way up, showing them, like, trying to earn my spot and kind of just get comfortable with the team, know the staff, build a relationship with them, get comfortable with them, work my way up through the depth chart through my freshman year all up to my senior year, rather than I could go to Iowa Western, play right away, get a year or two, but then also possibly go back to Iowa within a year or two and kind of start fresh a year or two later when I could have already been at Iowa developing, getting to know the players, getting to know the staff, stuff like that. So that was kind of just a big factor in my mind. I felt like me starting there's a lot better fit for me. And then, yeah, Colin Stroh and the coaches was very tough because we were very close. I had a good relationship with them. It's just kind of hard because the Iowa coaches right now, obviously I'm not that close to them. Our relationship was not as strong as I was with Coach Stroh and other coaches at Iowa Western. So it was very tough to make that decision, but they were very understanding and kind of made the process feel a lot easier. We get a lot of stress off my shoulders, kind of just letting me be able to tell them and them being accepting of it and understanding how good an opportunity it was in Iowa. And they were very understanding that it was a good opportunity and they would do the same thing, even though they really badly wanted me to stay. But, yeah, they really made that process a lot easier.
Have you always been kind of a Hawk at heart? Was this always kind of the long-term goal for you to end in Iowa City?
Oh, no. My family is very diehard Iowa State Cyclone fans. So they were a little disappointed to see the Hawkeyes, but they're very understanding. They're very happy for me. And they all texted me after and said they'll have to start buying some black and gold into their closet. But, yeah, my family is very diehard Cyclone fans, especially my grandma. I know that's her heart to see that. But Iowa's always been a school that I thought I wanted to play at, just being known for their great defense and just how they develop their players to get NFL draft ready and stuff like that. So, yeah, always been a school I like, but family, no, they're big Iowa State fans.
So Sam Brinks is a former Kemper Catholic Knight as well, had a great career at Iowa, now a part of their player development and stuff. So you've got a great resource there, and he was a tremendous young man when he was here and a great kid as well. What's it been able to be like to be able to kind of reach out to him because he knows exactly really what you're going through right now?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome, especially knowing he's from this area. I know when Seth Walls was talking to me before I told him I was committing, he was letting me know how happy Sam Brinks was and how he was always harping on Coach Wallace to get after me and get on me because, like, hey, that's a Carroll area guy. That's a Kemper guy. Go get him. And, like, him and Kirk Farron said, they know Kemper has a great pipeline. They love the community down here in Carroll, and that's what he was saying. But, yeah, it's always nice to be able to talk to Sam. He's been really helpful throughout this whole process. Flipping over because there's just so much paperwork and stuff I got to fill out and cram all in these next few weeks for our report. Well, other players have been committed for a while and had months to do it, but he's been very helpful in supporting of this and making the process a lot easier.
I'm glad you got a guy like that that's there, that understands it and knows the connection with you and will be able to help out. So one last thing for you here. You probably knew what you were maybe wanting to study when you were at Iowa Western. Does that change now that you go to a four-year school? Does the major change to the classes that you want to be in? Does that change at all?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My main major I've wanted to do is always do something in construction, probably construction management. I'd like to own my own construction business. I'm not specific on what kind of construction I want to do, but something in the construction field. But at Iowa Western, I was going to take a general studies degree to help finish out my my degree at DMAC. I took DMAC classes as a sophomore, so I'm almost completed with my full degree, my associate's degree. So Coach Stroh's plan was to have me take a general studies at Iowa Western to finish that out. And then once I got to a four-year, do that construction degree. But at Iowa, they do not have that, but they do have a really good business program. So I am thinking doing something in the business management to kind of learn like the book side and the numbers side of the construction field and get that down, and then kind of just learn my construction skills through just like jobs and work, like internships, stuff like that.
Well, I tell you what, Brayton, it was a lot of fun the last few years, and especially this last year, watching you at Kemper. You were dominant on the defensive side of the ball, and so happy for you to get our Defensive Player of the Year and now to end up where you kind of wanted to be, I think, at the University of Iowa and get those opportunities. When you get over there, tell Sam Brinks I say hi. Tell DJ Vanami I say hi. Have a great time. Best of luck over there, and we're looking forward to following your career.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I really do.
You bet. Brayton Alford again with the Kemper Catholic Knights. Again, he is now headed to the University of Iowa to continue his football career as well as his education.